Yeah, it's there's a bridge right in front of you, and you can get touched by a flood. But the spawn ogle, he went over to tell the mayor that the water was raising up in the houses, and the mayor didn't believe until the next morning he got up and there's water, this much water in his yard, and he came over and he couldn't get across the bridge because it busted the bridge up. And there's one lady, A.J. James's house, lived in a trailer, and the only thing that they got out was just a TV. That's it. The next morning they've done AJ's mom was down there bawling and crying. And there's one guy's fireman standing there talking to her. And that boat I was talking about, next morning before the inloader came, they had this bunch of boats trying to get down there in them, but they only got so far and the boat started tipping. And a bunch of these firemen put a rope, their rope out there, and was trying to walk down through there. And this one guy, and this one fireman stepped in a hole and was up over his head. And this other one grabbed over his hand and started pulling him back up. I was down there then. It was in the morning, around about 8.
You saw that?
And my brother-in-law's car was in the flood. His bus, there's a whole hotel down there, and there's fence. And my brother-in-law's car was up in there sitting on the porch. Because he was working for Sonny Hedrick, and he was stranded in Thomas on Lake because he couldn't get back down. And they waded water, too.
Mercy. What else?
Yeah.
Have you thought about the flood very much since it happened?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. Terrible. And these guys were stranded at work up in Sawmill, in Hendricks' Sawmill. And they were stranded there. And they came back because there's this one bridge that you take cars across. There's another big old train bridge, trains go to crotch. And that train won't run anymore. And I stand up there watching a bunch of cars going down the rivers and hitting that bridge. And there's this our town garbage truck. It was busted up pretty bad. They had to get a new one. And there's cars laying on top of each other and trailers laying on top of trees and fans and trucks. Next morning there's bicycles. And houses, roofs, was on the top of cars and bicycles. There was just one house down there. It was yellow. And at night, we seen something flickering off and on. Because the water done up in there, the electricity done off. But it was the water hitting electricity into the box. And this stuff flickering off and on and not once. And the trailer hit it and just that twat house off foundation. And a bunch of these people down there bawling in the post office and had their cars and stuff. And this one man, he tried to get to his barn and everybody thought he was trapped in there, but his car was sitting over there and he wasn't.
Do you dream about that stuff at all?
Nah, not that much.
You worry about when the rain, when it starts to rain?
I don't have to worry, but I live on a big old hill. If it gets up there, everything's going.
Do you think it would ever come again?
I don't know, I doubt it. And these people blaming that it was the devil trying to was doing it all.
Yeah. What do you think?
No. It wasn't, because if it was the devil, he took everything. But there's some houses standing the next morning, but it was pretty bad. They couldn't live in them. And our swinger bridge was gone.
Well, if it wasn't the devil, then what was it?
nature.
Too much rain?
Yeah.
That's great. And what is your name?
Tammy.
Fulton.
Tammy Fulton? Who's your mother and dad?
Howard.
Howard. Harriet?
Howard.
Howard. Can't hear with all the kids. And your mom?
Agnes.
Do you have a phone at home?
Mm-hmm. 4607.
4607. How old are you?
Going on 12. I'm 11 now.
When's your birthday?
December 24th.
Christmas girl, huh? I bet you were a nice present to get. So you're going to be 12?
Yeah, me and Mike's both going to be 12. My birthday comes, then his comes right after mine, January
25th. Ah. Oh. We have lots of birthdays at our house for Christmas time. Are you glad you're going to be 12?
No, not really.
What age would you like to be most? Why?
So you could get a car when you're that old.
Oh, yeah? Think you could do anything you want when you're 16? Is this your picture, too?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Tell me about these pictures.
All right, this one here was the night before where everything was going on, the day after, when everything was gone. Subsumbs and stuff, and this house right here is clear full of mud everywhere. It is everywhere, except upstairs, and that's the only place not got flooded. And the tree was bended over to the house, but I couldn't bend it over there because it was too far. After I noticed it, then I was going to turn it over upside down, but I just had to leave it like that because that's where I drawed it, and you couldn't draw it no farther, so I just stuck it right there. Mm-hmm. And this one, okay, this was about a couple of days after it, when it started raining, the river was rising, and the tree, there's one tree that was standing up, but the others were turned upside down, and the house was upstairs and bottom was flooded. And the truck, was banged into the house. And these are the raindrops, and there's the clouds to just turn the raindrops down out of it, and then the sun started shining.
Is that your house?
No, my house didn't get flooded.
Whose house is it?
My friend's.
What's your friend's name?
Mr. Johnston.
Uh-huh. Did it ruin the house?
Mm-hmm. They had to rebuild it, but they moved to Elkins.
Why not? That's where I live. What do you remember about the flood, about the day?
Well, before it started, somebody had called up to the house and asked my mom what was the fire truck doing. And mom said, I don't know why. And then dad went down there and the water was starting to rise. And so he came up and told mom. Then when we looked out the window, the whole Hickfair bottom was covered up with water. And then everything, the next morning, the river was running into everything where the house is. And the trees were laying halfway in the road. And the houses were some teared, some all just completely fell down off the foundation. Some of them was floating, but the only thing you could see was the foundation. Today when before everyone was so cold, it was sunshine before the flood, and after the sunshine the night before, the water started to rise, and somebody called my mom. She goes, I don't know. Then, dad stayed down there for a couple of minutes. Then, my brother, he went down there, him and my cousin. They went down there to try to get one of my cousin's gun, but the water was too deep in the house, so they had to leave it.
What do What did you think when you saw all that going on?
It was terrible. It was bad.
It scared you?
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
I thought the river was going to rise where I lived, but Dad said it couldn't. We lived too far up.
Have you thought about it much since it happened?
No, you can't think of nothing. Only thing you can see is the foundations of stuff. Mm-hmm. Except a little bit of houses with wood up in the windows. That's all you can see.
It's been a couple of months since the flood. Have you thought about it at all during that time?
Uh-uh.
Never had any dreams about it?
No.
Beautiful pictures.